Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Fiona McCarthy. She is a charter broker for Fraser Yachts in Palma de Mallorca. How are you, Fiona?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Well, thank you for joining us. We ran into each other at the recent Palma International Boat Show, and it was nice to catch up with old and new faces.
Yeah, I have to say it was a great show. Nice to be back in, you know, full format, a normal time of year again after a little hiatus. And yeah, I think it was a successful show for everybody. And, you know, we had some great boats, we had some great clients. And so, yeah, we're pleased with the overall outcome.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I did notice is that the year prior, because everybody had to have masks, and this year, of course, there was no mask mandate. So the year prior, you might have seen someone that you thought you knew, but you didn't want to approach them because you weren't exactly sure if they were that person because half their face was covered. At least this year, if you saw someone you thought you knew, you could actually identify them. So that made a big difference for me anyway.
Yeah, for sure. It really helps. The mask thing, it was a real blessing to be able to, you know, walk around without masks and breathe. And it really sort of, you know, helped lift the atmosphere, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people were smiling. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that we have been missing for a very long time is to see people's expressions. And, you know, as human beings, we tend to do things based on or to read a situation based on a person's facial expressions. And when they're wearing a mask, you don't know what they're thinking, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You can see a little bit around the eyes, but yeah, it's not quite the same. It's not the same effect. You can't really read people. You don't have that same sort of body language and intuition. Yeah.
No. So let's find out a little bit about Fiona. For those of you that I've known her for a few years, but for those that don't know who Fiona is, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Ireland. I grew up between Dublin and Belfast. And then I went off to university to study oceanography in the UK, in Southampton. And then I went to work as an oceanographer doing research in Bermuda. And then I saw these yachts coming through and decided I wanted to do that. So off I went and flew to Antigua and sort of the rest is history.
Well, what did you do on board?
So, yeah, I worked on yachts for 15 years, mainly sailing boats. I did a little bit of everything from smaller sailing boats when they're just two crews. So I was sort of like, you know, chef, stew, deck, hand, to, you know, then ending up sort of doing a more just purely chef or chef's / purser sort of a role. Yeah, and that was 15 years later.
So what brought you ashore?
Well, it was something I was contemplating anyway, sort of, you know, wanting to sort of branch out a little bit and move, you know, take a step forward from what I was doing. And then I got pregnant. So that helped that decision along. I was keen to continue working and to use my knowledge from the yachting industry. And so I joined Oyster, worked for Oyster Yachts for a little while. And then I got offered a position at Fraser as charter broker, which I was really happy to take up.
And how long have you been a charter broker now?
About 7 years. So, yeah.
What do you find the most rewarding?
Interesting question. I mean, I love that it's so varied, you know, there's everything's so different and, you know, there's meeting clients, getting the deals across the line, getting the contract signed, and then the whole organizing the charters. And sometimes it's very simple and other times you end up organizing some really crazy things. And I always enjoy that. You know, it's always different. Every day is different.
What kind of education did you need to get into the broker end of things?
I think I came, you know, obviously I came from a yacht crew end. And they were really pleased about that because I'd done a lot of cruising around, you know, all the different places in the world. So that, you know, I knew the cruising itineraries, and, you know, I understand how yachts work, and, you know, if it's viable to do, you know, to do certain itineraries that clients are asking for, and to really have an understanding of how things work and how yachts work. And then, you know, obviously when I started, I had a mentor and we did a lot of sort of training on the other side, on the brokerage side. So that, yeah, you know, it was a lot about contracts, and we have an in-house legal team, which also help us with all that. And they do periodic trainings and things like that. And then obviously now, you know, visiting, you know, understanding yachts and visiting the yachts and sort of like understanding which yacht's a good one and which, you know, isn't so great. That came from a lot of my experience on boats, and also, you know, looking at it now from the other side, as a sort of like representing a client or a potential client on the boat.
How do you find your clients?
Generally, they're all really lovely people. I've had that, you know, I've been quite lucky, I think. I've had some really lovely clients. I mean, everyone's different and you have different experiences. Some are super easygoing, some want to plan every single detail. It's hard to sort of, you know, say, because everybody's different, but generally I've had a great experience and, you know, built up some really good relationships.
Well, one of the biggest things right now, of course, straight across mainstream media, and of course the yachting industry is talking about it quite a bit, is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And of course, all the sanctions that are placed on anything to do with Russia. Has that affected anything within the Western Med, as far as you're concerned, in the charter market?
Obviously, there were some Russian-owned yachts that have been taken off the charter market because of the various sanctions and things. Personally, I don't have a huge Russian client base, so I've been quite lucky that, you know, that hasn't really affected me. I mean, some people worry about, you know, like they feel like Europe's a small place and that we're really close to the war. But luckily we're able to sort of show that it's a long way away and it's not affecting cruising, anything, even in the Eastern Med. I mean, Greece and Turkey are still very much, you know, popular and in business, and, you know, we're not having any problems. We have drawn up some addendums about, you know, in case the war starts to affect, you know, the cruising or the charter, or also in case sanctions come into place on either the owner or the client, which really helps keep people's mind at rest. But generally, you know, up to now, we haven't seen any issues with chartering in either Eastern or Western Med.
Where do you find the biggest client base right now is coming in for charter yachts? Is it Europe? Is it the US? Is it North America? Where are they coming from?
It's a little bit of everything. Me being based here in Spain, I would say the majority of my clients are European. But I still also have, you know, quite a few American clients and from other parts of the world, South America, Australia. But, you know, Fraser, we have a really big American presence. And so I would say it's probably maybe a little over 50% of our clients come from the US or North America. But it's a little bit of everywhere.
What is the average size yacht that is quite popular now?
Love sort of 40, 50 meters.
Yeah.
I'd say that's sort of around that sort of sweet spot. But like I said, you know, there's something for everyone. everybody wants different things.
Have you noticed a change in the clientele at all? I mean, there's a lot of talk out there about the next generation coming up. They're, you know, they're the Airbnb generation, the Uber generation. They've got a lot of money, but they're not interested in investing in owning a yacht themselves. Do you notice that you're getting a younger clientele as opposed to, say, when you first started 7 years ago?
massively, to be honest. Not massively. I mean, you still get, I get a lot of clients, you know, that come back year after year, and they keep going. And then I wouldn't say that I've noticed a massive shift to like a younger generation, younger demographic. But then again, you know, I have my specific clients that if you do like a poll of everyone, you might get a different answer. But no, I haven't noticed it.
Is it a family sort of atmosphere, or is it more, you know, adults? Has that changed?
There's always a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And I don't think that has changed particularly. You know, I do a lot of family charters. At the moment, I'm organizing one for a group of people who want to look at antiquities in Turkey. That is a group of friends, but they're, you know, in their 60s. So, it's a little bit of everything.
If there are, you know, other women on board right now that are looking to take that leap, they're saying, you know what, I have climbed as high as I'm going to climb. I've reached a stage where, you know, possibly I want to start a family, or I want to settle down, or I'm just, you know, no longer want to travel the seven seas. Are you able to offer them advice if they wanted to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to, you know, because obviously it's a step I made, and it's really daunting. And it's a big step because you come from yachts and, you know, you're in a little bit of a bubble. It's your world, and it's easy to get your next job quite often once you know people and you've got experience. And then, yeah, coming ashore is a big step. And yeah, I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, because I've heard from a lot of women that, you know, in talking to women that have come ashore, it's a bit of a culture shock, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, you know, I've really enjoyed it, and I'm really happy with where I am now. And it takes a little bit of getting used to, but I'm really happy I've done that.
Nice. Well, Fiona, I want to say thank you very much for joining us today. I know you're very busy, and it is the beginning of the med season. I mean, the Palma Yacht Show is generally the show, or MIBA and then Palma Yacht Show. Those are the shows that say, you know what, it's the med season. The boats are here, or they're on their way. Let's get the season rocking and rolling. And I, you know, it's time. The weather's changed. So, you know, I know you're going to be very, very busy this season.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. But yes, no, it's looking to be a really good season. So let's hope it continues.
Excellent. Well, for everyone out there, this has been Fiona McCarthy. She is a charter broker with Fraser Yachts in Palma de Mallorca. We will provide all of her information below this interview when it airs. As she mentioned earlier, if you are crew member, female or male for that matter, if you're looking to come ashore and interested in the charter market, she's more than willing to answer your questions. So we'll make sure to provide her LinkedIn information so you can contact her via that way. And if you're looking for a charter, we'll make sure to provide all the information for that as well, because I'm sure she's open for new clients at any time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ria. Lovely to chat.
And you as well. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Career Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.